This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the 1 o'clock hour as we move along here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Just some breaking news if you're an NBA fan. Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the rest of the season with a blood clot in his right shoulder. This young guy who's been terrific. Jeff Hathorne, sports director, joins me here. And Jeff, I know that this is a tough day for all of us who knew Mike Lang and got to know him as a friend, as somebody who could be a confidant, who would help mentor young people. And everyone has a story about Mike Lang, and I'm sure you, like all of us, have memories that will last forever.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you'd hear Mike Lang. I mean, that was hockey. You didn't really associate with the players, because when I was young, until Mario came, I mean, there were a few good players.
LaRouche, Greg, and Pronovo, and
Greg Malone. Yeah. I mean, there were a couple that might stick out, but Mario was the guy. But you knew Mike, and when I worked in when I was in college, I worked at a TV station in Columbus, and we used to show, it was when the Pens were making their two Stanley Cup runs, and we would play highlights, you know, during the sportscast, and I was producing. So I would always run the highlights, sound up full. And all these people in Columbus would like come up or call and like, who is that guy? Because we'd play that Michael motorcycle or scratch my back with a hat. And it became like a thing. And we would keep doing it over and over, and it was kind of cool to watch people had no idea who he was. Hear this, who's this guy from Pittsburgh? Like, what's this all about? That was really cool. And then when I moved here, I got a chance to meet him. And I was never one to bug these guys because they've all got jobs to do. When you see them at the rink, they've got stuff going on. But he was always very pleasant. And it's one of those cool experiences. I'm sure you remember, like, when somebody like that calls you by name.
Oh, you know, you've done well. That's right.
Like, that's a thrill. Yeah. And I would tell you another quick story, and I shared this on the morning show. One of the photographers at the TV station I worked at, it's a Pittsburgh guy, and we would always go with Langisms or Copeisms, whichever they were. And but he got sick with brain cancer during the last Stanley Cup run. And we would send him stuff. And one of his wish was he wanted to meet Mike Lang. And Mike's got a lot going on. I mean, it was getting up to playoff time. It was in April. And Dave Metzold, who's the Dan Potash of the Blue Jackets, and Tim and I kind of help arrange for him to meet Mike. And he came up into the booth, and Mike couldn't have been more gracious. Treated him like he was his best friend.
Yeah.
and took pictures and told him a story. And when he was in the hospital, he had a couple of Penguins things from that playoff run and a picture of him and Mike. And that meant so much to him. And Mike didn't have to do something like that, but he did.
Yeah.
He made it seem like it was the highlight of his day to meet this guy.
Yeah, and for that,
it was awesome.
You make somebody's day, you make somebody's life, really, when it comes right down to it. If that's his goal and he got a chance to meet somebody who he idolized all those years, Mike Lang was all about that. The Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money to you. And the Fan Hotline, which we're going to go to here in a second, Jeff, is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. Over 50 years, we have a couple of people who have their own local Mike Lang stories, beginning with Ron, who joins us right now. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your take on Mike Lang? I know you probably have a nice memory.
This is Ron from Moondogs. And one of the things that you're not talking about is the music community in Pittsburgh is as grieved as the sports community.
We did talk about his passion for rhythm and blues earlier.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you know where the saying, "She wants to sell my monkey," comes from, but that's an old Tampa Red song. And Mike used that. Nobody knew where that came from except us blues folks. And, you know, when we did the blues festival for the food bank, it was in the middle of the season, you know, whatever. Man, Mike, dude, hey, Moon, when do you need me? Where do you need me? I'll be there. And, you know, you probably interviewed him about the festival, I'm not sure, over the years. But he would go out of his way to be kind and nice to everybody. And the music people, we miss them as much as the sports people. Because Mike, oh, man, I remember my friend wanted to meet him, and I introduced him. That kid stood there like he just met the president for 10 minutes staring, going, oh, my God, I just met Mike Lang.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that because I know he was a big musical fan, and, man, you know, sometimes you forget just how important you are in these roles, you know, and if you can take time to help and just to acknowledge people, man, it's a huge thing for them.
But when Mike went out, he didn't go out to be acknowledged.
No, he didn't want
but
to be acknowledged.
But if you acknowledged him, he would be more than gracious.
That's what I'm saying. He would not be bothered by you doing it, you know, even though he went there for his own personal reasons. But, yeah, he would do it. Real quick, one more, Jeff, before we talk about this Four Nations tonight. Paul in Bethel Park is on the line. What's up, Paul?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a sports bar back in the early 90s, and Mike would occasionally stop in. And one day we were talking, and I said, hey, I've got a commercial I'm going to film here tomorrow. They're going to come and record it. Do any tips or anything like that? He said, what time? And I told him the time. I think it was 2 o'clock or whatever in the afternoon. He says, I'll be here. So, you know, I was so humbled, and he came in. I said, I was just looking for just some – he said, I'll help you out. I'll do some things for you. He grabbed the microphone during this commercial, and he did the whole voiceover for it for no cost, no nothing, just a super, super guy. And it just, you know, obviously always remember that. I have it on VHS somewhere, and now I've got to convert it to a digital thing and then maybe post it somewhere. But, of course, you know how he ended it. He's there at Primetime Sports. You got to be here to believe it.
So, that's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to share that story with you guys. This is an awesome show. I'm really enjoying it. And thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Yeah. You got to be here to believe it was another one. And so many little things. But I said, Jeff, the one thing about it, he knew when to use them. He didn't overuse them. He didn't do them just to do them. It had to have an impact.
Yeah. And it wasn't about, hey, look at me. I've got this cool saying. It was about, as you said, the flow of the game. Let's make it fun.
Yeah.
I've interacted with people. This is a cool saying. My favorite is scratch my back with a hacksaw. It's just so unique. I mean, there's so many good ones.
Oh, yeah.
But that's Slap Me Silly, Sydney, Arnold Slick from Turtle Creek.
Lord Stanley.
Fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll.
And of course, Elvis Has Just Left the Building was a big one for him, too. There's so many.
And I would say this, too. You know Abby Way, who used to intern with us. And when she got married, and Jim Colony was able to find Mike and get him to introduce an introduction at their reception. So the reception starts, and you hear, And for the first time, Mike does this introduction, and everybody's looking everywhere like, where is Mike? And I guess he would do that for a number of people. If they would ask him, he would do their introductions at their wedding reception.
I wonder if he did Cameo. He would have made a lot of money for himself a charity or something, because he could have got one of those sayings to...
He probably would have put more effort in it than, say, AB.
Exactly. Or I remember Smokey Robinson. He didn't know how to say Hanukkah. No, was it Hanukkah? What word did he mess up? He saw the word and he couldn't say it right. He said, I forget what I got to look this up again, but he messed that's up the word. Funny. Anyway, that could happen. He called it Chinooka. I think that's what it was. Happy Chinooka. It went viral. I mean, so anyway, 412-928-9370. Jeff, Mike will be remembered forever. Yep. His calls will live on forever, and I hope they do something very special, including a statue of him. At some point, he deserved that, and perhaps it should have already happened while you're here to enjoy it.
They already have renamed the press level mm-hmm. for Mike Lang. They had done that prior, which is awesome. And it's been cool to hear all the stories, like some of the behind the scenes, especially with Greg Brown and his buddy Norelli.
Yeah, how about that?
That's it.
That's a pretty good one. All right, Four Nations tonight. It culminates with USA and Canada. I'm sure Mike Lang, if he had gotten a chance to call this one, would have made it pretty special too, some specially designed call. But this is going to be interesting. And the physicality we saw in the last meeting, I don't know if that's going to be the way it goes this way. And I'll say that knowing that they will finish every check, but I don't think you want to get into a situation where you're taking unnecessary penalties to put a talented team one way or the other on a power play, especially Canada. So USA has got to be careful. You could take the physicality to a point, but you can't cross the line with it.
That's a great point, because this team, Bill Guerin built this team to have an edge, mm-hmm. to be physical. This wasn't just an all-star team. He put together a team to win with all the little pieces. You put this team on the power play. USA is the better goalie, and I don't even think that's even closely
that's
debatable.
A big advantage for a best of one.
Which is your best penalty killer. But, man, you don't want to test that. When you look at the talent and you got somebody quarterbacking that thing like Sid, I wonder what that's like, what it's been like for Sid, with some of the struggles that
he's got to be
had this year.
Element. Playing with McKinnon specifically, those Nova Scotia guys stick together, and that pass he made in the first game they played, no look behind the
back. What are we, 33 seconds in, and he already, boom.
Incredible play, but that's how fast they move the puck. That's why you don't want to do it. I said earlier that I think Austin Matthews is due for something. He hasn't done much in this tournament. Gensel has been their best player.
Say, Jake's played well.
But Austin Matthews is a guy who's a 60-goal scorer. He needs to do something in a game like this, and all it takes is one shot somewhere along the line, because it's going to be a tightly played game.
See, I look at it, I think back to the Pens' really good teams, and what did the Pens' really good teams have? They had a great third line. And, you know, Cervelli and Hagel and Marner obviously are good for Canada. But, man, Dylan Larkin, Boldy, and JT Miller, I think that's the line that could make a difference tonight. I mean, wouldn't mm-hmm. it be cool if JT ended up scoring a game winner for Team USA in this championship? But Larkin had the game winner in the first matchup. I mean, I like that group. It goes back to the building of this team. I think that can make a difference. And obviously, Trocheck's the center of the fourth line. So, I mean, I think they can come at you at waves. Canada's top two lines are overall better, but the Canucks bring
grit. Stuff.
And you got Eichel in the middle of that line.
That's right. McAvoy's out. That's a bad loss because he was really ramping up.
And Makar is back.
Yes, that's a big gain.
That's a bad trade for the U.S. in this matchup. And you know, they're going to be fired up about that. Were they caught off guard? Maybe a little in that first game, but USA, I just thought, played outstanding. And here's the other thing. You don't want to spot Canada a lead.
No.
Because that's going to be – because then if you start taking chances against this Canadian team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You could find yourself in real trouble.
That's why I think it'll take some time before we get a flow here. I think it's going to be sort of a feel it out first period, see where we are. If you get a break, take advantage of it, but don't give up one the other way.
I wish Quinn Hughes was playing.
I know. I don't understand that situation.
Well, they didn't know his injury, so they didn't put him on the initial roster, so they had to have a number of guys that weren't available in order to add him to the roster, and they weren't able to do that as much as
he should have been.
Were jokes that I saw a lot of memes of people like hitting Sanderson so Jake Sanderson wouldn't play and you could put Hughes in for him. But listen, those guys, they got picked to the roster. They want to play. It's USA sure. Canada for the championship. You can't blame them. Even if presented with the, hey, why don't you sit this one out so we can get Quinn in? I mean, these guys want an opportunity.
So I don't know what the face value on some of these tickets is tonight at TD Garden, but I've seen tickets sell for $23.50 on other markets.
I heard they
were
Super Bowl level.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl this year, the face on some of them were over $4,000. And so you would get it for $6,000 or $7,000. I don't know about you. I love this kind of stuff, and I want to be there. It would have been great, but I don't know if I'm going to spend $4,000 on a ticket.
I hope they don't boo the Canadian anthem, but it's Boston.
Well, they will.
And they're passionate. And they would have happened here. I'm not just blaming Boston.
Yeah, that stuff, I wish we didn't see that, to be honest. I know what's going on. But, I mean,
right. It's
not – this is supposed to be
that's
above
why
that.
I want Russia in this tournament next time.
They should have been. Absolutely.
Forget, let's,
how about the
let's
Czech?
Let's put the politics
the
at the door.
Players are terrific, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make it a bigger – and I think they will. This was just an opportunity to do something other than All-Star games, which have fallen flat.
Right. It's Olympics next year. Then it's a year off, and then it's the World Cup. So I don't know if they're going to – hopefully they don't go back to an All-Star game in between.
No.
They continue with this.
I agree. I don't think they need that one. So we're talking also about – I know the Steelers stuff coming up, and I saw you had a report on Chubb, Mr. Chubb, which I know Mike well enough to know that he really respects Mr. Chubb. Yeah. But the question is – and there are a lot of – you look at free agent running backs. I think Najee Harris is probably at the top of the list in terms of people who are available – if you want to pay the price for him, whatever that price may be. But Chubb is coming back from that injury. I'm still not sure where he is. But, man, if he's anywhere near his, 100%, that dude can still do it.
Yeah, I mean, the medicals are huge. And let me clarify what I reported, just that there is interest within the Steelers organization. That doesn't mean he is signing. That doesn't mean he's there right now. That doesn't mean that's his top choice. There's interest in the Steelers organization.
Which means they're talking about options.
Right.
That's all.
And he is an option. He is someone that they're interested in. Now, he has said that he wants to stay in Cleveland. I know salary cap is a concern with the Browns. The medical is huge. The number of tests they would want to put him through. But he had two touchdowns against the Steelers. I mean, he returned, I think it was October 20th. He didn't carry a lot of times. I think his most was maybe had 20 carries by the end of the year. But, the average wasn't huge. It didn't seem to have that burst. But you don't know. I mean, people gave up on Derrick Henry and said he was done. I would say this. If the medicals are pure, there's going to be a lot of teams interested. Buffalo's going to be interested. Chicago will be interested. Dallas will be interested. So it doesn't mean it's a slam dunk that his only option. It's just, why would you not look at somebody like that? That's the other part of this.
Right. No, I think they have to do their due diligence here on all aspects of what they do. And, of course, the quarterback gets all the play. But, honestly.
And, Bob, I don't know what you think about Najee. Najee was there. His greatest ability was his availability. He was steady. He rarely turned it over. But he's not a difference maker.
You need a guy who can break away at some point, too.
He's not a game changer.
I thought he and Warren complemented each other very well, and that Warren could do that. He was more the between tackles guy, punish you a little bit, angry runs. There's a place in the game for that for sure, especially if you want to play that way. And we've seen teams that win have good run games.
You want to spend $6, $7, $8, $9 million on somebody like that when you could get somebody that's, I think, fairly akin to what Najee does for a quarter of the price?
Yeah, well,
and use that money on a receiver or some other area.
The cap's going up pretty bit significantly, so they're going to have some money to play with here. And I wonder what that means in terms of money and where it goes.
Well, what does it mean for salaries too? Because obviously that happens for everybody. So does this mean that these guys in free agency, like,
they're going to make out big,
right? Or Micah Parsons, who's going into his last year in Dallas, like, what's that contract going to look like? And then if Parsons signs first, then what does that mean that TJ is going to want? That's because TJ is going to be a part of it's basically his free agent year, because right. they're going to sign him this offseason. What is that number going to be? How much is it going to impact this year? And there's a number of questions, even with the cap room. And I think I've seen anywhere from 6th to 9th most cap room. And they still have a couple of guys they could get rid of and create even more. But they have some needs. Quarterback and receivers aren't cheap.
No, and they need both, quite frankly. Unless they decide that Justin Fields is going to be our dude and we're going to pay him whatever and we'll see. And if we can elevate him to where he potentially could go, that's good for them. And if not, then they can redraft it next year or do something else. So
yeah, they'll add more than Skylar Thompson to that quarterback room.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.